This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
11 minutes past 8. Let's get into our conversation on the Morning Crossfire. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. And what the issue we are about to discuss is one that I'm sure some of you, especially, I would say, people in Eche, most especially, will be very concerned about. If you had followed the news in the latter part of last year, coming on to now, in fact, most part of last year, we had different stories of land grabbers and land grabbing. And it seemed as though it was basically coming from Eche, local government area. It's not because these issues do not arise in other areas, but people who live in different parts of Eche will say, oh, our lands are being taken. Our lands are being this land grabbers, that. And it got a lot of people thinking. I, for one, was of the opinion that, is it possible for a person to come and grab a land? Because if you would look at the ideal definition of what it means when you say land grabbing, it technically would imply someone forcefully collecting something. And most of the times, in situations where this has happened in other countries around the world, it doesn't involve indigenes of that locality. It might be a company, a group, a firm that finds its way to lobby around and comes and collects the land and says, we're using this for that and we're using this land for this, and then, you know, hide within the behind the certain laws that they twist to aid them in doing what they want to do. And you have people who say, oh, they're grabbing our lands. We did not approve of this, but this is what these multinationals or bigwigs are doing. But now, if you come down to what we have in Rivers State at the moment, you would see that almost every village, community, there are people who say, oh, they are land grabbers. But when you even look deeper, you figure that this community or villagers know somebody in their village that brought somebody. So, would we still call it land grabbing at that point? Well, I wouldn't have the answers to that. I wouldn't know. But hopefully my guests would give us some insight into what the situation is like and all the processes involved. Especially if you're going to get land in any of these communities, what should you know, what should you not know? Is there really a huge problem of land grabbing in Eche Axis of Rivers State? We will find out. My guest this morning is a traditional leader in the Eche local government area, is a stakeholder in the community and the local government, is no other than Chief Loveday Okere, will be joining us on our telephone this morning. Hello, Chief. Good morning to you. Happy New Year.
Good morning, Andrew. Happy New Year to you.
You're welcome. It's quite a lot. Already we are in the fourth day of the year. I'm pretty sure things are looking up well.
Very, very well. Andrew, if you ask me, I would say that the year has gone far. I haven't spent 4 days already in the year 2024. So we have to hit the ground running.
Okay.
In whatever is our heart desire for 2024.
Well said. Let's get into our conversation for this morning. I'm sure you heard my introduction and some of the things I was trying to highlight. But in the news, Eche local government area has been on it for several reasons. One of them that's very concerning would be the reason of land grabbing. This particular issue is one that has been well talked about. Different people with different opinion about it. So help us through this. First of all, is there really a problem or a concern with regards to land grabbing in Eche? Is it that everybody are taking all the lands? Because when you listen to people from that axis talk about this, it sounds as though we have people who are strangers coming in and forcefully taking over lands, and there's almost no land in Eche anymore to farm or do business. What is the situation with regards to this land grabbing issues that we hear a lot in Eche?
Well, Andrew, let me say this very clearly, that some of the things you hear from the media are really hyped by people perhaps who are hurt in one way or the other, maybe who may have had some bad experiences as a result of their transactions. That is not to say that the way it is being painted is exactly the way it is. I am from HA. As I'm talking to you now, I'm talking to you from HA. But the only thing I can tell you is that because HA is one of the most viable area, you know, for development now.
Hello, Chief.
I mean, it's very high. So when development is approaching a certain places, there are the tendency that a lot of misconceptions, a lot of issues will be raised within that area. It's bound to happen. That's exactly what is happening in China. So, but to discuss the issue the way it is, not particularizing as a problem, but as a problem of the society, as a societal problem. I want to say that this land grabbing issue is an organized crime orchestrated by certain interested parties, not community per se, to say it is in HA, but particular group of persons who uses it as a means of a livelihood. And this particular minute is done using security operatives, using the judiciary and other agencies that they feel that can be used to actually achieve their aim.
All right, Chief. Is it possible for a stranger to just come into a community, any community, and collect land without indigents or people from the community or even family members who own that land getting involved?
Okay. Now, Andrew, let me tell you, there are four basic ways of owning land in HA in particular. One is through natural inheritance. Two is by purchases. Three is through gift or donation. Somebody can give to land, somebody can donate land to you. The fourth one is by conquest.
The fourth concession. One? What's the fourth one, please? We didn't get that.
The fourth one is by concession or conquest.
Okay.
I will describe that. I will make that known to you clearly.
All right, go ahead.
And that is what people are tagging land grabbing. You see, in HA local government area, there are vast land. Communities have a lot of land that may not even be used in the next 50 years. Some of them are within the swamp areas. Some of them are within the table land areas. Some of them are being used for farming purposes. Now, what happens is that some of those who live within the boundary areas will purposely decide to go and dispute land in other areas. And these days, people have made themselves available to be used to grab people's land so that they will not share the land within themselves, including the security operatives that they will come to help them to get this land, including the judiciary that will also deliver one kind of a judgment or the other against the other parties. That is what you have seen as a land grab. And now, if you...
Hello, Chief. Hello. I think issues with service providers. We're trying to reestablish contact with my guests and continue with the conversation. But you heard slightly some of the things that he has said. It's not because this is particular to HA, I've said that before. But the reason why we have to say HA is because most recently it's made it to the news quite a number of times. And the calls for, our lands are being taken and how it's been made to look should concern anybody to say, let's understand what the fundamentals are. Well, what is involved? Because one of the questions I was going to ask my guest was the process of acquiring a land in that area. He had talked about ways in which, four different ways in which a person can get land. But with the many issues that is bedeviling HA, you would wonder why this problem of land grabbing would be the one that would have lots of people in the community worried. I'm sure that there are schools that needs to be looked at. I'm sure that there are certain government infrastructure that should be put in place that are not there. But it seems as though this problem is one that's now beginning to lead the wagon. Now, my question, if you get on Facebook, I would need you to respond to is this. Is it possible to say that someone is in your community grabbing land without indigens or members of family members or indigens of the community getting involved? How can that work? How possible is that? Is it possible for anybody to come into any community, not just even Eche, any community whatsoever, and go and take land and use without the knowledge of the traditional institution, families that might own the land, and if it's the one that owned by the community, without the community knowing? How possible can that be? Because if you try to understand this, the only way anybody would even know there's a land somewhere to go and grab is because there's somebody in the community that has said, do this. Now, there are also problems where the family members and different factions of the family members know that a land is in dispute, but still come to sell that same land to somebody else. Unfortunately, that person might not have full information as to whether or not there's a dispute in about that land in that community, and then they buy, and then now there's a problem. And then the money is not returned. That's even more problem. So, how does this get resolved? Some have said the government needs to come into it. Before the government comes into it, what about the traditional institution? What about the family members who own the land, or the community that owns the land? Who and who? The government did not sell it. The government did not give it to real estate companies. The government did not give it to... Some people came and some people took people to where those properties are and sold it to them. Why the names of people who do these things and then the traditional institution doesn't mention this or doesn't address that problem within its powers as a traditional institution, or maybe the council chairman within their powers to address that problem, should concern anybody? Well, get on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH and let us know what you think about it. 081-0809-030-6416 is the WhatsApp number. Again, 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp numbers. You can send in WhatsApp messages. We will take those messages on Facebook. It is Nigeria Info 92.3PH. On X, it is Nigeria Info PH. So you could go and drop your comments. If you check on Facebook, it's very simple. We're asking you one simple question. Can land grabbing happen without the involvement of indigens, of sons and daughters of the soil, or members of families who own that property? Is it possible? If whatever your answer is, it tells us more about the situation. All right, we'll get back to my guest. We'll have my guest on standby on the line, so we'll get back to him in a matter of seconds. Let's just go for a very short commercial, a very short one, and then we come back and take your contributions and get to my guest.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Right, 26 minutes past 8, still the morning crossfire on Nigeria Info. My name is Ifeemi Andrew, my guest, Chief Lofty Okere, a traditional leader, HA, local government area, is with us on the show. We're discussing the problem of land grabbing in the state. Emphasis would be in HA because of the recent stories that has been coming out of there. And one would wonder, of course, I've said before, amongst the many issues in HA, it's sad that this problem is the one that is now dragging a lot of attention and getting people concerned and worried what is happening. I'll get to my guests now, but quickly remember that you can contribute and send in your thoughts. 0809-030-6416. Hello, Chief. Oh, goodness me. It means we'd have to try and reconnect. We'll go interrupted again. It's been really poor, the service. I think yesterday we had something similar as well, where we had to struggle to establish contact with Senator Abe when we spoke with him. Now it's looking like the same problem. We'll just try to reestablish contact with the guests now and continue with the conversation. While we do that, take your messages. I'll start with some of the messages you've sent to us on Facebook. Hope Kofi says, this issue is very serious. So we currently have issues currently at Atali, and most of the community indigenes are the ones involved. Exactly my point. Is it that you don't know the procedure involved before you sell? What exactly could be the reason? Somebody says, no light in a chair. Close to a year now. No one is talking about it. But land grabbing is that would give a chair bad impression is what we're talking about. A chair people should not... Oh, a chair people, no grief for anybody. Oh. Okay. This is no grief for anybody. Yeah, that's the trend. On WhatsApp, a number of messages as well. Let's look at those. 0809-030-6416. That is the WhatsApp number. All right, this person says, Andrew, good morning. The issue of land grabbing is real, and it's not peculiar to only Eche. Of course, we established that. It is also happening in Ikwerre land, though. It is an organized crime that is perpetrated by the judiciary, security operatives, and few individuals from family or community. The situation needs to be checked to avoid anarchy in coming days. Ken from Rukboku sent that one in. The fact that you alluded to something my guest also mentioned, because he also mentioned those government parastatals to say the judiciary, security operatives are involved in this and aiding, working with the communities, are aiding and abating this. Okay, Temple is on the line. Oh, my guest is back with us. Temple is on the line. Would Chief, you're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning, Andrew.
All right, thank you. We have you back. Slight issues with the service providers. Let's just take two calls and then we come back to you. Temple is in Eche. Let's get his thought and then we go to Zion in GRA and then we come back and get your response. So just listen to what their contribution is about. Temple, good morning.
Good morning, the very distinguished Ifeemi once again.
Yep, go ahead, Temple.
Yes, so permit me to salute Chief Love Okere, Africa. The very distinguished Ifeemi, Andrew, like your question rightly go. See, let me tell you, if we must tell ourselves the truth at this point in time, it is the inside rat that always go to call the outside rat that there is a fish in the Ngiga. Chief, you can explain what Ngiga is. In the kitchen, the Ngiga always stays in the kitchen. There is no two ways about this. And a chairman will always go to, you know, contract other people. See, the very distinguished thing here, Andrew, like the chief rightly mentioned the people that own land. But if you talk of land ownership in Nigeria, there are two key original land owners in Nigeria. We talk about reacquisition of money and by gifts now. One is the individual ownership of land. Another one is family ownership of land. A community does not own land. Family ownership and land ownership. But my major problem here is that the people fail to channel their issues appropriately. Now, see, there is a need for us to call on the attention of the commissioner of police, because this land grabber goes with police officers who give them this maximum security. Who give them this maximum security? The traditional ruler has more or less impact to play on this. Across and concerned. They don't have much to do because this plan by...
All right, Temple, thank you very much. Your point has been made. Unfortunately, we have to get on to Zion quickly and get back to my guests. We're having really tough issues, Andrew, with our service providers. Zion, in GRA, good morning.
Andrew, you see this matter you are discussing?
Yes.
is deeper than what you are doing here. Because AIGs in Abuja are also involved. Police officials, I'm telling you, inspector generals, assistant inspector
generals. Well, that's serious to say the AIG is involved. So please, let's correct that. We don't have any facts to prove. We don't have any facts. You just told me it's not a fact.
Pick up your investigation.
No, it's not pick up by investigation. If you are coming to assert that, you should come with facts.
Policemen, wait, now you are talking, I'm talking, who will listen?
You should listen to me first. You're making assertions that you don't have proof of.
It's my turn to speak.
Don't make claims that you don't have proof to back. That's what I'm saying.
Who is giving those men the police itineraries to those environments? Maybe because it's not happened to you, you don't know the situation and how grievous it is. Who is giving them the police battalion, not one, not two, policemen to do sites to demolish people's friends and claim their land? Who gave them the police? They fell from up, or they came from Israel, or they came from Niger.
Zion, have you stopped to wonder whether the police officers told the IG or the DPO or the commissioner the real reason why they are going to where they are going? What if they are giving him a different reason to get
Andrew,
approval to go?
I have followed a case like this. You see the Nika Igrita Atali, the Army Range, down to Eshie. All these are their environment. So if you have the land within this parameter, you have not developed it. My brother, rather you go start something now, you forget about it. So when we are talking on radio, we don't talk because we want to talk. We are talking to give people information for them to be informed. We are not talking for celebrity. We are not talking like the wolf. No, sir. If you want me to connect somebody to you, I will connect somebody. I have a problem like this to you right now. We are talking so that people get informed and defend themselves. Protect their properties. Nigerian police is there. Or do you want to say there are no Nigerian police with rifles, with them tractors, demolition fences, acquiring people's properties? I challenge you to go down to the Army Range. I challenge you to go to Atali. I can even send you a lady that have the same problem right now and love her for you to know that some of them took this matter down to Abuja. They were even arrested, detained, begged themselves to come back to Port Harcourt, they died the case. You are saying that who I'm alleging, I'm saying this, you are not verified.
All right, Zion, thank you very much.
I don't know get work to do now to the talk to you so you know they happen again.
Zion, regardless, if you say the AIG is involved, then you have to show documents where the AIG, or you have to show us. It's not enough to say the AIG is involved because a lot of things would have happened in the middle. Your son might go out to do something, but when you gave him permission to go, you did not know this is what he was going for. There are many things that can happen in between. Unless we get facts and somebody comes out and says him too sold land to AIG and shows proof that, oh, AIG did this, then we can now say, okay, it makes sense. Beyond that, we can't. But there's something that is clear that you have also said is the involvement of security personnel. My guest, Chief, you heard the caller. Let's get back to you before we take some more calls. You also mentioned security operatives and judiciary being involved in this. In what ways? How? Why do you say that?
Yes, Andrew, let me apologize, but that the service providers are not being fair to me this morning from where I'm calling from, but I pray that they won't cut me off again. So I was trying to actually itemize step by step how these land grabbers, so-called land grabbers, operate. And it is almost an open secret to everybody in the society how they operate. Before now, I said security operatives are involved because once they are going to operate, therefore, sometimes you don't blame the AIG or the IG. The reason is that the AIG or the IG may not be involved, but somebody may have brought a petition to his table to say that so-so-so area has been attacked in my land. I need protection. I need whatever. And if AIG unknowingly will provide security to some of these people to go into that particular area, not knowing that they are actually the ones trying to grab people's land. The fact remains that every land in Nigeria, River State in particular, is owned by a particular community. And before you are able to own this particular land, certain steps will be taken. One, you must show proof of certificate of occupancy that may have been given to you by the government. You must also show the deed of conveyance that must have been signed by those that are giving us this land, whether it is through purchase, whether it is through donation or gift. And this document must have the signature of the traditional ruler, the chief, the eldest man, the youth leader, and all the parties that own this land. This must be contained in this particular document to show that you are the rightful owner of this land. Now, you can also have what you call a temporary receipt of payment if you have not fully made payment on this particular land to enable you pay fully. And it must also have signature of all these parties. So if you have this document and maybe you obtain this document in the year 2022, and somebody comes in the year 2024 with another set of documents, and this is also presented in court. At the end of the day, you can imagine that the one who brought this document in 2024 against the one of 2022 may lose the case in court, because I told you earlier that land grabbing business is an organized crime. And they normally take their cases to courts where they may have a discussion on how to share the land they have grabbed from communities. So let me come to the other perspective of this discussion, Andrew. The proper perspective of it is that our government is so lazy. Our government does not show concern on crime. Have a lot of negativity in the part of both the community, the society, and the government itself. I say this because if you remember how kidnapping came into our society, it was targeting certain persons from certain white men. When the white men were no longer there, it's now a general thing that, you know, that is haunting our society. You remember how we were having OBG, obtaining by breach? Thereafter, it was nicknamed to 419. Today, it is haunting us. You remember how we are having the one that we are today, the ones who we are using computer to fraud money. Today, they are calling it Yahoo Plus. It is still happening in Nigeria, and our government has done little or nothing to curb this menace in our society. Today, we have oil theft that came gradually. As I speak with you today, oil companies have operate because it has come to stay in our society. Land grabbing is also coming gradually. If government do not do anything about it, because for you to actually know what is happening in the land, there are people that own this land.
But Chief, the traditional institutions in these communities, don't they have a role in this? Would they say they are not aware that there are some individuals who are their sons and daughters in that communities that perhaps would be aiding and abetting this sort of unwholesome activity? And is there nothing that they can do if these lands, they are aware of the families, the communities? What is their role in this?
Thank you. Let me tell you, in some cases, the traditional rulers, depending on the community where this thing is happening, may be overwhelmed or may be overpowered by the forces brought in by these organized individuals who are coming to perpetrate this crime or who are coming to grab this land from the owners of the community. The people will react by using the lawful means, but the people who are coming to grab, just like you in your house, and robber meet you in your house to come and rob you of your belongings. The armed robber will do everything he think criminally to take away your belongings from you overnight. But you, the owner of the house, know that this is my house. You are not prepared at that point in time. It is after they may have robbed you of your belongings that you can now begin to approach the police to report the matter.
In a chair, for instance, let me give an example. We know that we have compounds. Compounds have families that make up these compounds, and then there are compound chiefs who at the head, who would be the head at that level. And then you go on to the clans and the community, and then, you know, the traditional ruler and all of those. So we have situations where families are even summoned when some of them are stepping out of line or certain dispute is getting out of hand. And then the compound chief would come summon, and then they hold meetings, and then you know, it gets to the traditional leader, and then they look at all of those things. What is it that those means can no longer settle dispute locally? Because we have situations where one segment of a family will sell a property to somebody. Another set of the same family will come and say, no, this land is not for sale. It's as though they did not know this problem was coming and nobody decided to intervene to solve the problem amicably.
Okay, Andrew, I want you to distinguish between land disputes from land grabbing. The land dispute is as old as this world. People, two brothers can be disputing a particular land. That is where one of them can approach any of the traditional rulers to summon the other ones, and arbitration team will now be consulted to arbitrate on that particular issue and the decision taken on who actually owns the land. If it is a boundary dispute, it will be threatened. If it is outright ownership of the land, then the panel will look at it and award to those who they think that is the rightful owner of the land. It is different from land grabbing. Land grabbing is an act orchestrated by organized group who wants to invade a particular community to sell the land and share the proceeds among themselves, including an indigenous of that community who may have brought them.
Exactly.
But when it comes to selling of land, communities start to sell their land. If communities start to sell their land, and one or two persons are in disagreement with the community, it's a different thing altogether. And that is where the issue of minority against majority comes in. Because if communities decide that we are going to sell our 100 plus of land to use the money for whatever reason, and one says no, the community will say no, we have to sell it. It's a different ballgame. And community will meet. And how there will be a resolution by the community to say, we have resolved that we are going to sell our land. So that you, that is the purchaser, when you are coming to buy this land that is the community land, these are the documents you ask. Why am I going to be convinced that this land is genuine? Once these things are there, then you, the purchaser now, is very free. So, and I want to tell you that in Eche local government area, as I speak with you, if I've been talking about land grabbing, well, I don't want to be particular about any area, but I want to tell that in my own community, I have not heard about anything like land grabbing. The only thing I have heard is land dispute
is it not possible that people are using the wrong term? Because even most of the people that we've encountered, they come with different court papers. And when you look at the details of those documents, it simply suggests a dispute as against somebody forcefully collecting your land. Because land grabbing would be someone coming to forcefully collect the land without any documents or any... It's most of the times you see situations and say, well, the court has said that this matter is like this, let's wait. Why is this person still going to touch that property? So is it now a situation of people using the wrong term to describe the situation, perhaps to get attention, or just because they're not aware of what it really means? Hello, Chief. All right. I think our service providers, again, let's go to the phone lines quickly and take some of the calls. 0817-923-0007. 0817-923-0007. You can also call us up on 0817-923-0003. Call us on any of those numbers and join in on the conversation. How possible is it? You've been following the discussion with my guest, and from all indications, I'm sure you're beginning to get a clearer perspective of what this is really about. On WhatsApp, this person says, good morning. Okay, it just says good morning and sent a voice note. I can't play that. It's also a major indictment of senior police officers for supervision. Why would you, your junior officers, bring a false petition and this is not verified before giving the orders to go ahead, and then you cause damage to the people? In mile 3, good news is on the line. Good news, good morning.
Good morning, my brother, man.
Go ahead, good news.
Thank you very much. You see, this issue of land grabbing, the chief was trying to explain or make you understand between land dispute and land grabbing. When people come for land grabbing, they have, from the members of the people who own the land, they have somebody who is among them that gives them the mind to do what they are doing. I would have used my community, for example, when some persons came to sell our own property. We also have boundary, not that there was a common boundary. Everybody has their own. But some person just came who has nothing to do with the land, with the help of the chief, and was selling it to one of the late Okilton Hotel. They brought bulldozer, started demolishing, even with the help of the chief of the community, knowing that the chief does not have even one plot of land. We took the matter to the majesty in the king, goes up to suffer. The king said, everybody stop. Anybody that continues will pay one cow to the community, will pay 10 cows to the 10 communities in our kingdom. Are you aware that this man just carried a letter? Post how much is a cow? One day, 150,000, one cow. If one cow is 150,000, then we give them 1,500,000, 1,500,000. Then they'll say they add 500,000 extra, making 2 million, and they'll give and pay the fine. And they're making almost 300 million naira. And they continued. The police was backing them. They used JTS, some soldiers inside the forest. Get some boys inside the forest. They were cooking and eating, tearing our property. And everybody was weak until some of us said, no, we can't take this rubbish, and we did what to do. And that we got them at the right place. Now, if not that, some of us knew what to do. Even the majesty was weak. The police were supporting them. And the police had about 50 plots of land they promised them. The commission of police then. The AIG, they had 20 plots of land they promised them in that property. So it is beyond what you are saying. What is happening in the north? They come and keep people in plateau, they hide this kind of land grabbing. The same thing happening in the south, just that there isn't different tactics. My name is Good News.
All right, good news. Let's go over now to Benjamin. Benjamin is on the line. Another message here says, brief, I stand to agree, Mrs. Zion, when you mentioned high-ranking police officers from Abuja, it's possible. To confirm this, I pay a visit to a piece of land behind former SAS quarters at Rukpoku. The piece of land is in dispute between Rumaholu and Rukpoku, yet popular land grabbers with heavy connections in Abuja with senior police officers took over the land that no one, including the original owners, can go there to develop it. Jarong sends that one in. Benjamin in Rumosi, good morning. Hello, Benjamin. Okay. Today seemed to be one of those days with the service providers, so we'd have to bear with it. This one says, we all are from one community or the other. There's no way an outsider will enter a community and grab land without a community member or members or an insider. Round face from Rumekini. We seem to be one very clear point I need us to address. So if that's the case, then it means that the community has to do much more with tackling members of its own body who are conspiring to do these sorts of things. More measures, more creative measures should be put in place. Let's take here from Blessed Inalu and then Lugard before we go back to my guest. Blessed Inalu, good morning.
Good morning, my brother, Andrew.
Yeah, welcome.
Land grabbing not only HA that is happening. We saw some certain ones that happened, some certain community and some local government in Rivers State. Mm. See, let me tell you one thing. If really the traditional ruler of the HA, they are serious about this my issue. They need to come meeting that whoever may consent to warn them, because no outsider that inner robbery. Inner robbery, we call outside robbery. Say, come, there's something that is here. Let's come and steal it. Are you getting me? So, life has been lost for HA land grabbing. We should try to know right from the left. And the way I'm seeing the pattern of this country, we have legalized illegality. When you see some backup for the people that they do the illegality, you know, backup from the government, how come about police to go there and shooting people? Imagine, life was lost during the youth protest that nobody should grab their land. And there are some felony that is happening. They measure some people's name during that time that they came to that particular area to liaise with police people for them to grant the land and amount of them are there. So I'm appealing to traditional ruler in Nietzsche to do the need to call the meeting so that whoever may consider that do that that disaster act should desist from it unless they take another oath. So if you do something of this nature, it's not, you see what will happen to you. So everybody right. Knows the penalty of it. That's
thank
my concern.
Thank you. Lugard in Nietzsche, good morning. Oh, goodness me. We lost the call from Lugard. Let's go to my guest. Chief, thank you. It's been really back and forth with the network today, but somehow we're almost at the tail end of our conversation. My question now is simple, Chief. What suggestions would you make, especially for communities, to tackle this problem?
Well, just like I was trying to say before cut me off, the differences in this particular matter between land grabbing and land dispute must be clearly defined so that we don't mistake people who are disputing boundaries or land to an issue of land grabbing. But the solution I'm trying to provide here is that if anybody is going to buy land that belongs to individuals, there are certain things you must check to actually confirm that this individual is the owner of this land, because every land has a history. If that land is a virgin land that has not been cultivated or nothing is built on it, then it means that you are buying from the original, you are the first purchaser, the original of that land. And there are certain steps you will take that will show that the land belongs to you. You do certain traditional rights, you do bush entry, and within the period, if the land is being disputed, you will see some kind of reaction coming from the opposite end. Then you now ask questions. Secondly, if an individual is trying to sell a land that he has purchased before, the person must have documents that, you know, has made him the owner of that land. As I said before, the person can have a C of O, can have deed of conveyance, and the person can have other receipts to prove that he purchases this land. Now, if you are buying from a community, if you are not taken to the king of that community or the eldest man of that community, where people gather to say, this is our land, and they will give you a resolution to say, we have resolved to sell this land, it means you are trailing on a very wrong direction that may backfire at any point in time. But what happened these days is that sometimes too, you will see something that looks like a land dispute. People will purposefully dispute other people's land to cause a kind of a dispute, and they will use it to not come in. That's another pattern of grabbing. They dispute the land, and you see people that want to share this land, sponsoring them to dispute the land, sponsoring them in court, sponsoring them in police cases and other things, and even arresting the original owners of the land. So my suggestion here is that while investigating cases arising from land disputes, should carry out proper investigation to actually know the rightful owners of the land before you begin to punish people who are the rightful owners of the land. Government should also do everything possible now to stop this menace. Otherwise, sometimes they may also come to dispute government's own land, and it will become a general problem, just like we are witnessing in kidnapping, oil theft, and every other kind of menace in society today. Every house, it is not happening only in Eche. It is happening in some other areas, in Ikwere, in Ogoni. Several areas in River State, it is happening. It must stop now.
Thank you very much, Chief, for your time. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
On Facebook, check what Sandra says. It is good before you buy any land, meet with community heads to find out if that land is in dispute. Tamunaita Kanada Gogo says, I would want to ask why we don't hear the land grabbers grab the lands of traditional rulers. It must be that there's either a collusion at the high level or the evil indigenes don't want wahala with the Igwe of or Amayanabo. So they point the lands of fellow ordinary people who they believe wouldn't have the political or financial mind to fight with them. Hope Covey says, this issue is very serious. We currently have issues in Atali, and most of the community indigenous are the ones involved. There you have it. Thoughts from you on Facebook. All right, that's it for the Morning Crossfire. Good morning.